Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are now into hour number two. And I want to remind everybody that there was an article written about a month ago, and since then they are moving forward with this, so we need to re-raise the alarm bells here. North American Union plan headed to Congress in the fall. Powerful think tank prepares report on benefits of integration between U.S., Mexico, and Canada. A powerful think tank chaired by former Senator Sam Nunn and guided by trustees including Richard Armitage, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Harold Brown, William Cohen, and Henry Kissinger, is in the final stage of preparing a report for the White House and U.S. Congress on the benefits of integrating the U.S., Mexico, and Canada into one political, security, and economic bloc. The final report, published in English, Spanish, and French, is scheduled for submission to all three governments September 30th, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Now, the last report that the CFR brought forward for North American integration towards the North American Union was implemented wholesale in the Security and Prosperity Partnership Plan. This is the CSIS boast of playing a large role in the passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement 94, a treaty that set in motion a political movement many believe resembles the early stages of the European community on its way to becoming the European Union. The result of the study will enable policymakers to make sound strategic long-range policy decisions about North America with an emphasis on regional integration, explains Armand B. Schwartz-Vistrup, director of CSIS Mexico Project. Specifically, the project will focus on a detailed examination of future scenarios, which are based on current trends and involve six areas of critical importance to the trilateral relationship: labor mobility, energy, the environment, security, competitiveness, and the border infrastructure and logistics. But basically, the entire infrastructure. In the last plan, North American Future 2025 project has already been implemented basically in total. Absolutely amazing that this is going on. The good news is that the people are no longer buying it in any way. Ratings for Bush continue to sink lower. And now the approval rating for Congress is at 10%. Bush is at 25%. And that's in a poll that has showed him at 28% just a few weeks ago. And I've got several different articles here and a bunch of different polls. But basically, Congress has between a 10 and a 14. And Bush has between a 25 and a 29. And Dick Cheney has between a 9 and a 12. Any way you slice it, the New World Order does not have the support of the American people. The people are awake to the fact that they've been conned and lied to. They do not know the specifics, most of them. It is our job in this fertile ground, where people now are finally ready to hear the truth, to tell them the truth, and to get them the information. So the ball is in your court, everybody out there. We're going to get more into that as well and more on the North American Union plan headed to Congress this fall in just a few months. Also, made in China, tainted food, fake drugs, and dodgy paint. And that goes into a bunch of other news we've got on China, the economy, the war, Al Gore's son being arrested. We'll also get into the pardons.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into the richest man in the world, surpassing Bill Gates' Mexican. And then the number 4 and number 6 and number 10 guy are all Mexican. Triple the resources of the U.S., a huge enslaved population, and the elite of Mexico tell their poor people that the U.S. belongs to them. They've got to come up here if they want any wealth, when they've got, per capita, the richest elite in the world. This is from Reuters. Also, the deepening crisis with China and their goods. Upwards of 30% of it is contaminated. 19% has been found to be contaminated by our inspectors. Upwards of 30% by Chinese inspectors. What's causing this? We'll go over that because, I mean, I didn't even know it was that serious. Jesse Benton is the head press secretary, the media coordinator for the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. We had Ron Paul scheduled for you, as you've demanded, listeners, today, but he had a flight mix-up delay. He doesn't fly around in a royal private jet like Hillary Clinton or Mitt Romney or Giuliani and associates. And so we're going to be having him on sometime next week. But it's really great to have Jesse Benton on with us to give us a report on what happened in Iowa and where Ron Paul is going right now as the so-called media hype doesn't die on the Internet. It just intensifies.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having time to come on the show. Let's go into Iowa and what happened there.
Just to give you listeners a little bit of background for those that haven't been following the story, Iowans for Tax Relief, which which is a subsidiary, a chapter of the National Taxpayers Union, and the Iowa Christian Alliance held a candidate forum on this past Saturday. And when we learned about the forum about 10 days prior, we realized Ron hadn't been invited. So we called Iowans for Tax Relief, supposedly a pro-taxpayer organization and a taxpayer group that is a chapter of NTU. NTU, of course, being the group that consistently rates Ron as the best member of the House of Representatives when it comes to taxes and spending, called them up, and their executive director, Ed Fahler, rather tersely told us that Ron wasn't invited. It wasn't an oversight. He was, you know, he was being deliberately excluded, and that was that. And he wouldn't give us any answer. So we decided that we weren't going to whine about it. We weren't going to complain. What we were going to do was go ahead and have an event in Iowa on that same day. So we went to Iowa, and in the city of Des Moines, we got space directly next to the Iowans for Tax Relief Forum. We started to organize this event about 6 days prior, so we started on Monday to have an event, clear across the country in just 6 days. And we were actually just had amazing turnout. We had about 1,000 people come to hear Ron. About half of them being Iowans, half of them being Ron Paul supporters from around the country. They just kind of flocked to Des Moines, and we had probably about 250 to 300 more people attend an event for just Ron than the Iowans for Tax Relief Forum was able to produce for six candidates total.
And that certainly was embarrassing for them. Now, the director of the group later tried to claim that it was an oversight, but you guys did contact him and said, we do want to come, and they said no.
Yeah, absolutely they said no, and they really kept changing their story as to exactly why. You know, at first they said that these decisions were made months ago, and they made the decisions in March, and Ron didn't have an exploratory committee in March, and we said, well, that's false. We filed in late January. And then they said, we only invite candidates that were polling at 1 or 2% in the polls in March, and we can show you plenty of polls where Ron was polling at 1 or 2%, and other folks that they invited weren't. And it was really just a lot of double talk, a lot of circling around, and we felt just a little bit dishonesty to the voters of Iowa and to the American voters about exactly why he was being excluded. So it was just a little bit of a head scratcher, Alex.
Well, it certainly is, and the reason I bring it back up is it's another example of the attempts to censor the congressman, but that's not working. You guys have been able to raise substantive funds. You still need more. What's the strategy in the future going into the next few weeks for the congressman?
Well, he is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend. Actually, the reason why there was a little bit of a schedule mix-up today was actually a positive one. He's heading back to Washington as we speak right now to record an interview, feature interview on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, which is just about as big of a national media event opportunity as you can get. Then that'll air on Sunday. He's going to be in Las Vegas with speaking with the Freedom Fest there and all those wonderful folks at that event and holding another rally. We're going out to San Francisco to meet with folks from Google and have another rally out there. So basically, Alex, we're just going to continue to do what we're doing. We're going to continue to spread Ron's message of life and liberty and freedom, and just continue to capitalize on this just groundswell of support from around the country.
Now, we had to reschedule today because of plane mix-ups, and just for the listeners, when are we going to be able to get the congressman on?
We will get him for you in the middle of next week. I'll talk to Trey, your producer, offline after this interview, and we'll try to hammer down a day in the middle of next week.
Well, we appreciate you, Jesse. We know you've been hammered from a million different sides. And, of course, interviewing the congressman last month, he made the point that things have gone much better than they ever even thought they would, that he was running to basically inject sound issues into the debate and had some chance of getting as much attention and some chance of getting the nomination. But I think with as much attention as the congressman's already got, he could win New Hampshire. He could pull something like that off. And, I mean, this would be an earth-shattering a political event here in U.S. politics.
Yeah, we think so, too. And, Ron says in a speech he gave to a large rally in Kansas City a couple weeks ago that we've got a video of up on our website right now, a YouTube video. Ron addresses that, and he says, people ask me, where does this support on the Internet come from? What's going on here? And he says, I think freedom is popular. And freedom is popular. It's really resonating right now. The American people are really hungry for this message of liberty and limited government, and people are just turning on to it. It's absolutely amazing to be a part of.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to your important work. Jesse Benton, he is the media coordinator for Congressman Ron Paul's presidential campaign, 2008, running as a Republican. RonPaul2008.com or 1-800-RON-PAUL is the website. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to you, Alex, and to all your listeners for all the wonderful things you guys do.
No, thank you for coming on, Jesse, and we'll...
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
There goes Jesse Benton. Well, that's some good news. Going to be on the TV show, that big Sunday show with Stephanopoulos. So that certainly will be a large audience. I think 5-6 million people watch that. So steadily but surely, Ron Paul's name is getting out there. And what the reason the Las Vegas bookies are saying he's a viable candidate is because he's growing so quickly, and the election is still so far off. I mean, they've given their reason for their analysis, and frankly, it's the same analysis I put out. It's common sense. It's not that hard to figure out. They're trying to bet on reality, not on hype. See, the media is trying to hype Ron Paul down, claiming it's hype, claiming he doesn't have any real support, claiming that he's just a flash in the pan. Because that can then take on reality. People will believe that and say, well, he's not a viable candidate. I would have voted for Ron Paul. I would have supported Ron Paul, but I can't support him because he can't win. Well, if they would have said that in 1776, we wouldn't exist right now. This country wouldn't exist right now. And our parents wouldn't have existed, and their parents wouldn't have existed. The whole course of human history was irrevocably altered by that event. That's how those men and the women that supported them changed history. And so they try to create this self-fulfilling prophecy of Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul doesn't have a chance, Ron Paul didn't have a snowball's chance in hell. And the truth is, you have believed out there and you've taken action, and regardless, he's given them a good run. But it's not just the fact that he's gaining momentum, and if he continues to gain momentum, will win, according to the Las Vegas bookies, the odds makers, who have always been very accurate because the big money rides on it, free market rides on it. But they've also said the same thing that we've been saying since day one. Only Ron Paul can beat the Democratic candidate, who will probably be Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, but probably Hillary. Now they've got Bill Clinton out there running around. It just goes from bad to worse. And I know most of you already understand this, but we put the word out. We've written the article, Only Ron Paul Can Defeat Hillary. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Type Only Ron Paul Can Defeat Hillary Clinton into Google. Find that article we put out a couple months ago and get it out to conservatives and say, do you really want Hillary Clinton in? And ask liberals, do you want Hillary, who's pro-war, in there, who's just basically George Bush with a wig on? George Bush in a dress? Bill Clinton in a dress? I mean, do we want more of this? By the way, Jesse Jackson Jr. has come out and is saying Bush needs to be impeached, and Bush is a criminal, and Bush is the worst president, and all of that is true. But Jesse Jackson and Jesse Jackson Jr. are given media attention because they've got so many skeletons in their closet, and Jackson's got so many illegitimate children, and he's been involved in so many shakedowns that he has no credibility. And so when the Democrats criticize Bush, conservatives all laugh and say, well, wait a minute, didn't Bill Clinton give pardons to convicted cocaine dealers? And didn't Bill Clinton give pardons to, what was it, 10 members of the FALN / Weathermen who carried out over 130 bombings? I mean, they killed police. They blinded more than 15 police. Because the bombs, the cops would open them and they'd blow their faces off. Just out of the blue, they'd bomb cops. Oh, but that's okay. The bigger question is, why would Bill Clinton pardon people? Because they had dirt on him, folks, that's why. Who bombed cops. See, we're going to come back, talk about the pardons, and get into Al Gore's son being arrested. Stay with us.
what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right. Tipper Gore.
Straight was singing.
I distinctly remember tromping all over TV, radio, print, going back to when her husband was just a senator, calling for a bigger, badder drug war. And Al Gore and Bill Clinton radically expanded the war against liberty and freedom in this country. They have put so many young people in prison. And watching the news, listening to the news, I read the news wires. He was busted with 5 different prescription narcotics. He was busted with 1 ounce of marijuana. And I want him to spend at least 10 years in prison. Now, of course, he won't. Limbaugh can be caught buying thousands of hillbilly heroin pills, Oxycontin, and I heard him many times say, remember him doing shows about, oh, these black kids get caught with cocaine. Yeah, you know, they say it's racist to have mandatory sentencing. Well, I say it isn't. It's good. 10 years, first offense. Well, Limbaugh, you slob, you hypocrite. You went on air and whined and cried. And by the way, I don't think you should go to jail, Limbaugh. I don't think Al Gore's son should go to jail if you aren't hypocrites. And thank God I never got into drugs and never liked them. But I know people that have been on them, and they don't deserve to go to prison just because they had addictive personalities, and this stuff's addictive. Now, let me give people in about 60 seconds the history of drugs. Heroin and cocaine and other drugs were sold at pharmacies and out of the backs of wagons by the snake oil salesmen right up until the 1930s. Then they had to end their prohibition, so they made drugs illegal instead of alcohol. And the very same families that literally set up Skull and Bones and the rest of it, that's mainstream history books, made it illegal so they could jack up their profits and use the police they control to go after other companies that were shipping the drugs in illegally. Okay, they made them illegal to jack up the prices and to be able to selectively enforce and go after competition. So don't you ever run around in your goon uniforms and pull me over and say, I want to look for drugs. If I laugh at you, it's because I don't use your trash. And I don't use the legal stuff you push either. The Ritalin, the Prozac, the Luvox, whose molecules are even more dangerous than the illegal drugs. I don't use any of your trash, and I'm even starting to phase out coffee. Instead of having three or four cups already, I've had one cup. I'm getting off all of your trash, all of your garbage, all of your filth that you push on my children, that you push on the whole country. Now, I want Al Gore III arrested, and I want this piece of trash to spend at least 10 years in prison, and I want it now. Now, that's only fair, and that's only common sense, and that's what needs to happen. And I want him to be charged with reckless driving, going down a major highway at around 100 miles an hour, drugged out of his gourd. That is why. Now, I do think he should go to jail for that. I'm not for drug crimes and drug, the whole crime war, the whole drug war. But I am. I am against reckless driving. I mean, he's on drugs driving 100 miles an hour. I want him and that slob, that anti-American liberal piece of trash, Rush Limbaugh, that fake, meant to neutralize conservatives, meant to bring in the New World Order, never talking about North American Union, never talking about any of it. I want that piece of trash in prison, and I want this piece of trash in prison. Of course, Limbaugh's doctor said if he went to prison, he'd die. He was so drugged out, folks, the times he's had to get off of it, and he always went back, they had to put him under for several days. They have to use one narcotic to bring him under to get him off the other narcotic. He has to go through withdrawals, unconscious in an induced coma. Now, obviously, I don't think Limbaugh should go to prison, but he's a criminal hypocrite. He is a piece of trash and an enemy of the Republic. I know a lot of people whose teenagers get caught with three or four pills. Boom. They spend a month in jail. Then they get on probation, then they get caught doing something else 5 years later, and their lives are over. I want Al Gore III's life to be ruined. And I want Rush Limbaugh's life to be ruined. And I want their lives ruined now! And his feudalist daddy, pushing his one world government, his global tax right now, you can take one look at that guy and tell you he's on drugs. You looked at him lately? Bunch of drug addict scum. All right, we'll be right back with our guest. I'm also going to get into China, made in China, tainted food, fake drugs, and dodgy paint. And the crisis accelerates. What's it mean? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Historian, journalist, and filmmaker David Bay to discuss his work researching and exploring the links between the inception of the United States government, current national and global news headlines, and biblical prophecy. His new film, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2, Riddles and Stone, is the second in a seven-part series touching on all major categories of David's lifetime of research. We're going to have the filmmaker on simultaneously, first time we've done this, having them both up together. They're both great men. Now, when it comes to research, we really appreciate their work and their contribution to the fight against the New World Order. We'll be joined by Christian J. Pinto, the award-winning director of the incredible films Riddles and Stone, the latest in the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning series, to discuss the documentary and his vast knowledge of occult symbology concealed within the architecture of Washington, D.C., and, of course, most other capitals. We'll be going over that with them in just a few minutes. And if you do want to get Riddles and Stone, we have it available right now at InfoWars.com. And, I mean, this is professionally produced like any Discovery Channel show you'd see, with the really super budget on costumes and the camera work and the documentation and everything. I mean, these are really well done. These are theatrical, cinematically portrayed So to call them documentaries might not even be right. It's a dramatized documentary. Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2. You need to get this. Also, we're only a week or two away, or maybe even sooner, to shipping out the new Terror Storm special edition, the last edition I'll do. It's the second edition, but it's really a... I've never known what to call it. In truth, it's the second edition. It's just an expanded version. And it's got 17 minutes of new information on Building 7, on the BBC reporting that it was going to collapse before it collapsed, along with CNN. It's got Jesse Ventura, the governor, talking about inside job. It's got Gore Vidal, Gore's cousin, talking about inside job. It's got new CIA officials going public saying it's an inside job. It's got a lot of new video and audio. I mean, it's got 17 totally new minutes, but then the rest of it's been remastered, new audio added, more music added, more video images added. Basically, what happens is I rush a film out, and it was super good, the first edition, but then we get to come back. It's been 3 or 4 months adding to it, doing things we wanted to do, mixing it better. That's the new Terror Storm we have. We have it here in stock, but can't ship it until the middle of this month. And so I just hope that you will order it, ladies and gentlemen. It will be on store shelves at the end of this month across the country with the special edition of Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go there and download all of my films in super high quality and burn them to disc. It is a factory of resistance, a armory of resistance, a arsenal of resistance in the information war, whether it's my police state films or Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror, Martial Law. They're all there. Hundreds of my weekly TV shows, hundreds of in-studio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. And your purchase and your support over at PrisonPlanet.tv makes everything we do here possible. You can also call toll free to get Riddles and Stone or Loose Change, Second Edition, or any of the films I carry, like America, Freedom to Fascism, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. They're all available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, going to our guest, let's go ahead and introduce Christian Pinto, the award-winning filmmaker. This is his second film in this series. And to talk about how he woke up to the New World Order, to this overall occult empire, this occult language, this system. This is like learning French or learning German, folks. This is the secret numerological language of the ruling class. This is literally their codified worship of Lucifer. They believe the devil is God. They don't worship the devil. They believe they worship God, who they call Lucifer. And that's an important distinction there. And then we'll go to David Bay. Mr. Pinto, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's good to be back on the show.
You bet. Tell us how you woke up, how you got involved, how you got informed, and then how you hooked up with David Bay to, you know, you've got your next one coming out, I guess, next year. You've got the first two editions out right now. I mean, how did you awaken to all this?
Well, you know, I'd been a Christian for a number of years and had really focused a lot on studying the scriptures, and then I got into Bible prophecy at some point and started working on a documentary series called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, where I did a lot of research surrounding the New World Order and how this whole system is coming together in fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that led me into a lot of historical information. In fact, I remembered reading the book, The New World Order, Ancient Plan of Secret Societies by William T. Still. And there he talks about the Great Atlantean Plan. And it was this plan that was hatched by Sir Francis Bacon to send secret societies into the New World and to launch America, the American Empire, as this new Atlantean Empire that would one day extend to all the world. And so that's where I first encountered that whole idea and so on, and still gives really an abbreviated version of it. And that kind of started my research on it. But at the same time, I was doing a certain amount of research through Cutting Edge, David's ministry, and I'd been reading Cutting Edge for several years, and David writes about a lot of the same things. And so after I had produced a couple of prophecy documentaries, David saw them, liked them, and he and I started, you know, communicating with each other about these things and decided to work together on the America series. So that's how that got underway. But it's been a really fascinating journey studying not only the whole New Atlantis concept and this idea, as you were talking about, that in these occult societies, they don't necessarily believe that they are worshiping Satan per se. In fact, they reject the idea of Satanism as it's presented from a Christian perspective. You read the writings of Albert Pike, he calls the doctrine of Satanism a heresy and so on. And Madame H.P. Blavatsky, in her book, The Secret Doctrine, she writes about this as well, and she makes reference to exactly what you were talking about, but she uses a Latin phrase called demon est Deus inversus, and that is the devil is God inverted. And what they do is they go back to the Garden of Eden account, and they turn God, okay, Yahweh, into the devil. He's this evil god that Albert Pike calls Ialdabaoth in his book Morals and Dogma. And he's the demiurge. He's the creator of the material world. This is an ancient Gnostic teaching as well. And he created Adam and Eve and then forbade Adam and Eve to partake of the tree of knowledge, Gnosis, which is where Gnosticism comes from. But the serpent shows up, Lucifer, and he's the angel of light. And so he's going to now, he bids Adam and Eve to give up the idea of just being these mindless robots who are obeying God and to partake of knowledge so that their eyes can be opened and they can become their own gods. And the idea is that God, the creator God, is really holding out on mankind and doesn't want mankind to achieve their own godhood. And they write about this at great length. And I was really surprised in doing the research at how many of these occult societies thoroughly believe this doctrine. This is the doctrine believed not only by Madame Blavatsky, but by Manly P. Hall, who is called by the Scottish Rite Journal Masonry's greatest philosopher. This is what's espoused by Albert Pike. This is what's espoused by secret groups like the Order of the Golden Dawn. It's a theology or a belief system that permeates all occult doctrine. And it is exactly what Blavatsky says. It's the reversing of God and the devil.
Let's bring in David Bay. David, I mean, literally the foundation of the United States, so much of the entire world system. And by the way, they worship the exact same gods under different names in Japan, in China, in Africa, in groups and peoples who supposedly never even came together until 500, 600 years ago. So even if we have an atheist listening today, or tens of thousands of atheists listening, or agnostics, they'll say, I don't believe in the devil, so you guys are a bunch of kooks. It doesn't matter. What we're covering here is a historical fact, and obviously because we're Christians, that's what caused us to look into this to begin with, and that's why you tend to find what I would call real Christians who are concerned with this. Because, you know, it fits in exactly with what the Bible says, but it is a hardcore fact that world leaders really are into the occult. They really do make every major decision according to it. And, I mean, I'm right here in Austin, Texas, where they got a giant black pentagram right behind the Capitol. They got a goddess on top of the Capitol. It's all occultic. I mean, it's just all right out in the open. I mean, there's not even a debate about it. And then we're supposed to act like this 500-pound gorilla isn't on our back, or this million-pound elephant isn't sitting in our living room. Can you speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. The leadership, the current leadership today, what is commonly called the global elite, the Bilderbergers, Skull and Bones, of which President Bush is a member, they all are firmly believe in this in this Luciferian versus God concept. I mean, this is what we try to bring out constantly in this video. we're not talking about something abstract here or something in history that that is interesting but irrelevant to today. I mean, we're talking about the fact that the people who control the armies, navies, air forces of the world, and the nuclear weapons and all the exotic weapons of the world, these guys believe this, and these guys have an agenda that they boldly put right out into the public. And that's the thing that Riddles and Stone was so interesting for us, is that, Adolf Hitler said that many times the best way to hide something is to put it right out in the open. And these monuments and paintings and sculptures are right out in the open, and they tell a story. They tell a story that, once you understand it, tells you why we're in Iraq and Afghanistan and tells you where we're headed. It's quite the story.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Mr. Pinto and let him elaborate, and then we'll come back after the break and talk to Mr. Bay.
Well, I was gonna, I was thinking as David was talking about a contact that we made, a Christian man who happens to be a police officer who works inside the Capitol building there in Washington, D.C., and he's part of like their elite security. In fact, there were things about his job he couldn't tell us and so on, but he was a great guy, and he was following the progress of the documentary as we were posting things on the Internet and so on. And he called us up, and he said, you guys are working on this film. Have you had the opportunity to get inside any of the buildings here? And we said, well, no. And he said, well, what if I could get you inside the Capitol and the Senate and so on? And so he got us inside. So the interior footage that you see from Riddles and Stone was literally shot by me. I flew over there with a camera, kept it small, and this guy with his security badge was able to walk me around and show me the inside of the Capitol, show me things that he walks past every single day, where you've got all kinds of Masonic and Rosicrucian and outright, very blatantly occult symbols and phrases and so on, that once you understand them, it's easily recognizable and undeniable that they come out of occult philosophy. And so after we finished the film, we sent him a copy. And I ended up talking to him on the phone like a month after we had finished Riddles and Stone. And he said that so many people that he had talked to there who live in the Washington DC area and who walk by this stuff every day, that they are deeply impacted and amazed when they see the film because they had no idea what they were seeing, even though they're walking by it all the time. But until somebody explains it to you, it's right out there in the open. It's in plain sight.
Well, that's the point that I'm trying to make to the agnostics and the atheists. I'm not here to beat them over the head. I'm not here to, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. I'm not here to get in an argument with them about religion. I'm telling them, just as a sociologist, just as an anthropologist would, or a societal psychologist, that this is real, and I, 15 years ago when I started getting involved, and 13 years ago on air, I never looked for this stuff. I was talking about the Federal Reserve and let's cut taxes and Second Amendment. I mean, I was a mainline conservative, and in my research, because I took a scholarly approach to it, I always ran into this occult stuff, and it is the main governing force, the main organizing tie that binds through everything. It is the central column, and or the keystone, to use their term. And if we want to know where we come from, where we're at, where we're going, we've got to see Riddles and Stone. We've got to learn the truth.
Yeah, there's a quote that we take from Manly P. Hall, who The more that I research Hall, the more I realize his influence not only upon the philosophy of these guys through the 20th century, but there are certain links between Hall and highest powers in government. FDR apparently sent people to Hall's Philosophic Research Society back in the 1940s to microfiche all of Hall's research, and he had been gathering all these ancient manuscripts on occult writings and things like that. But Hall talks about, one of his chief teachings was about America and the destiny of America, something that FDR talked about. But he talked about how the pagan intellectuals had reclothed their original ideas in a garment of Christian phraseology. okay? But they bestowed the real secrets, the meanings of their signs and symbols, only upon those who had been duly initiated and bound to secrecy. And he's literally describing the deception of these secret societies in presenting themselves outwardly as though they hold to Christian values and Christian ideas and so on, so that they can win the approval of the American people. But inwardly, they have an inner program, an inner doctrine, and they are, you know, permeating our government. They're, you know, putting up all their signs and symbols and philosophies and so on all around the American government. And many people, somehow or other, incredibly, have been duped into thinking that this is all part of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
And then now they will defend all of their occult symbolism and get in our face and tell us that we're bad if we even point it out. Again, folks, we're in a lot of trouble, and they're doing all this in Christianity's name, demonizing the U.S., demonizing Christianity, all part of the larger plan.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
My friends, it is not a minority. It is not a majority. It is the vast majority of elites, I mean high-level billionaires and upwards, that are into the occult. I have never met one, I have never talked to one, who wasn't into the occult. And it's just incredible. I keep using that word because it is incredible that we have an elite who governs the nuclear weapons, all the advanced bioweapons, who believe Mother Earth wants them to kill 80% of the population. The Rosicrucians funded, of course, the stones, the standing stones that they have out in Georgia, outside Atlanta. And I have now been doing off and on, well, I've been doing many years of research on eugenics, but intensely about 6 months of research. I got Aaron Dykes, who's done so much research on eugenics. He works in this office as a webmaster and video editor. I got Aaron in studio for an hour tomorrow. We're going to videotape it too and put it on the web with literally thousands of pages of documents. There's no way for him to properly cover it. And there was no way for us to properly put it in Endgame. It's like 15 minutes of the 2-hour film, where they openly say they're into the occult and they openly say they want to kill us. And I mean, folks, I'm talking about H.G. Wells. I'm talking about the Huxleys. I'm talking about the Darwins. I'm talking about the Queen of England. I'm talking about all of them. I mean, Hitler, the Rockefellers funding Hitler, funding the eugenics societies. I know you guys are making 7 of these. I don't know how far your research has gone, but have you nexused in yet in your research? Because you will run into this. I haven't asked you this. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You probably know all about it, though. You're very well read in research. And, of course, you know things I don't know. I know things you don't know. It's such a big subject. But have you run into yet the nexus with the fact that eugenics runs everything and that their physical formulation for the real world is a plan of eugenics, and they are high priest who will have our blood flow for the gods? Have you found that yet?
Yes. In fact, the major impetus towards eugenics is not surprisingly this global warming propaganda, because you see Mother Earth is overwhelmed by and overburdened by our industrial civilization. We must destroy that industrial civilization, pare down the numbers of people by between 65% and 80%, and then force people to move to designated areas, and the United Nations has created a map for every country and continent in the world where they've designated living zones where humans will be forced to live only in these zones, and they will set aside up to 70% of the world's population or land and resources. So it can go back to the wild.
And that is official. And see, the average person going, oh, I'm going to drive a Prius, I'm going to cut back on emissions, they don't know that carbon dioxide is a life-giving gas to plants. It's good for the earth. Meanwhile, the globalists actually genetic engineer, dump chemicals in the ocean. They do all the real things that hurt the earth. That's what's so diabolical about them.
But this, I mean, you've got to understand, global warming is going to prove to be a deadly, or to have a deadly effect on.
They've already said one child. They've already said one child in the U.S. and England. That's the whole plan. Stay there, David Bay. You're absolutely right. And you see, folks, I never talked to David about this. He hadn't made a film about this yet. And I bring it up to him, and he knows all about it. And we can finish each other's sentences because we're covering the facts. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.